This show is brought to you by Safety FM.
Program is rated MALSV. It contains strong language, sexual situations, and violence. It is intended only for mature audiences.
Finally, show with the balls and call it like it is. Rated R Safety Show on Safety FM.
Countdown to audio torture.
The Rated R Safety Show starts in 3, 2, 1.
Let the eardrum pain begin.
Forget the corporate bullshit. This is the Rated R Safety Show with your host, Dr. It doesn't matter who the host is.
No, it does not matter who I am. What matters is who you are. Anyways, how are you? I hope everything is good and grand inside of your neck of the woods, because that's always an important factor. Anyways, today's Tuesday, April the 9th of 2024, day 100th. Of the year, and only 266 days left to go. Anyways, we are broadcasting from the Safety FM studios in Orlando, Florida, and coming across the multiverse known as Safety FM. And then we are hanging out with our friends and colleagues. No, seriously, friends and colleagues over there.
Rio.
Yeah. You know how it goes. We do it all the fun stuff. We get to do all the things in both channels. So anyways, as we broadcast today, coming to you from the Safety FM studios, let me talk real quick. So number one, if you probably did notice, I wasn't here yesterday. That's if you came to hang out. Couple things. Number one, big eclipse day yesterday. So it was huge for people, I guess, to go do other stuff. Was number one. And then number two, you know, it's the Monday after WrestleMania hangover. You know, there's a lot of stuff trying to catch up with. And that's before you even get to a Monday Night Raw. So we'll have to leave it at that. So anyways, if you want to interact with the show, it's a simple process. Callinradio.com will get you moving and grooving. By doing so, call in radio. We'll do all that fun stuff. So as we go through it and talk about it and do the things, we are a show about safety in the news and safety. So you'll have the opportunity of coming in, to hanging out, taking a listen, and then we'll give you a versionality of a main story of what's going on inside of the interwebs, because that's just kind of the way that it occurs. So with that being said, callinradio.com will get you in video, audio, and text messaging. That's, you know, the three components. If you go to the social media platforms where we do some of our videos, yeah, you can take a listen. You can take a view, but we're really terrible about responding in real time. The other side is that, of course, we're available on a podcast format. We're available on Radio Big. We are available on Safety FM. So those are some apps available for you. And then we're available on a lot of the streaming radio apps. already. So there you go. It gets pretty confusing. So what are we? A radio show that does a podcast that also falls into the category of doing things inside of the video land. So a lot of things going on inside of there. So that's it. That is the whole kit and caboodle. With that being said, why don't we do this? Why don't we start talking about what the hell was trending over the last little bit?
Here is what was trending. Rated R Safety Show.
Okay, so as I look at the trends of the end of the end, Americans sour on EVs, and a runner crosses all of Africa. We'll talk about that as we get into the shit list. Also, Morgan Wallen gets arrested, and Beyonce tops the charts again. We'll talk about that as we get into showbiz. And John Mulvaney returns to Netflix for the streamer's weeks of comedy. So we'll talk about that. And also, King Charles sits out another royal event amid the cancer treatments that he is going through. So there you go. A lot of stuff as we are talking. Wow, that screen just doesn't want to leave me. It wants to stay on the trending of the ending of the ending stuff. That's what it looks like there. So there you go. So a lot of stuff, a lot of things. So with that being said, why don't we do this? Let's bring in some professional broadcasters. Let them tell you about what is going on inside of the world, because I think it might be time to sit back and take a gander, take a listen to what is going on inside of the news. So let's do that.
Here is the news on the Rating R Safety Show.
From Feature Story News in London, I'm Ollie Barrett. Egypt, France, and Jordan have jointly warned of the dangerous consequences if Israel launches a ground offensive in Rafah. It comes after Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said a date had been set for a military operation in the southern Gaza city. Talks in Cairo on a potential ceasefire have broken down after Hamas rejected Israel's latest proposal. International relations expert Professor Fawaz Gerges says both sides are under significant pressure to reach a deal.
Hundreds of thousands of Israelis are saying, we need a ceasefire, we need to bring the hostages home. Even Benjamin Netanyahu's security chiefs are pushing for a ceasefire. And Hamas, too, is under tremendous pressure. Hamas wants to alleviate the humanitarian conditions of the Palestinians.
EU climate scientists say March was the hottest on record. It's the 10th consecutive month to break its own record and marks the warmest 12-month period. Australian Prime Minister Anthony Albanese says there are no plans to add any new members to the AUKUS Security Pact. Japan is being asked to cooperate on parts of the agreement, which is designed to counter China's growing assertiveness in the Indo-Pacific region. Patrick Fock reports.
Speaking at a news conference hours after AUKUS defence ministers said they would consider working with Japan on military technology projects, Australia's Prime Minister said any cooperation would be on a project-by-project basis. And he made clear there was no plan to expand the membership of AUKUS. The pact, formed in 2021, includes the US, the UK and Australia and is aimed at pushing back against China's military assertiveness in the Indo-Pacific. The three countries agreed on a deal to deliver nuclear-powered attack submarines to Australia and also to share military technology and cooperation with one another. A diplomatic source is reported to have said Australia is worried adding a fourth country could complicate the already difficult task of acquiring nuclear-powered subs. Patrick Falk, Singapore.
Rival parties in South Korea are making the final push for votes ahead of Wednesday's parliamentary election. Leaders have been campaigning in battleground areas in a race that's expected to result in another minority government. Chris Gilbert reports.
President Yoon Suk-yeol's People Power Party, or PPP, is looking to end its minority in the House to make it easier for the government to pass laws. But experts are expecting voters to maintain the status quo, a majority for the opposition Democratic Party. Its leader, Lee Jae-myung, has been contesting PPP leader Han Dong-hoon in key areas around Seoul. Han has been campaigning in Democratic strongholds in the southwest, urging voters to prevent the Democrats from getting a two-thirds majority, which would give them the power to overturn presidential vetoes and even impeach Yoon Suk-yeol. The Democrats have been focusing in central Seoul, campaigning against the, quote, incompetent Yoon government.
From bureaus worldwide, this is FSN.
With FSN Spotlight, I'm Simon Marks, looking again today at the six-month anniversary of the conflict in Gaza, sparked by Hamas's initial invasion of Israel on October the 7th last year. So intractable has the crisis become that it is hard to imagine a way out of it. But Gershon Baskin, a veteran negotiator who has shuttled between Israel and Hamas for many years now, says there are things that can be done to pursue a long-term solution.
There's a whole group of Palestinians, particularly in the opposition to the current regimes, both Hamas regime and a regime of Mahmoud Abbas in Ramallah, who are thinking and talking to each other about possible solutions. I know that there are Israeli civil society organizations and think tanks that have already put out some very well thought out papers. And there's beginning to be a little bit of cross-boundary Israeli-Palestinian dialogue with some of the other Arab neighbors in the region who are sitting and thinking together. And this is what really needs to happen, a regional solution. And we need to get partners in the region to work together to think of how we're going to change the regimes in both Israel and Palestine and move us out of this ridiculous conflict toward making the two-state solution real.
And he says one thing Western governments can do to advance that process is recognize diplomatically the state of Palestine, which, of course, few of them will consider until the medium-term outlook for the governance of Gaza is clearer. With FSN Spotlight, I'm Simon Marks.
To recap the top stories, Egypt, France and Jordan have jointly warned of the dangerous consequences if Israel launches a ground offensive in Rafah. EU climate scientists say March was the hottest on record. Australian Prime Minister Anthony Albanese says there are no plans to add any new members to the AUKUS security pact. And rival parties in South Korea are making the final push for votes ahead of Wednesday's parliamentary election. That's the latest feature story news. Ollie Barrett reporting.
This show is almost as enjoyable as hearing the sound of the toilet flush. Rated R Safety Show on Safety FM.
This portion of the show has been sponsored by Private Internet Access, America's number one virtual private network, or VPN. Even if you use incognito mode, internet service providers is storing your browser data and many times even selling it. But Private Internet Access, or PIA, can help you. PIA encrypts and reroutes your internet traffic through one of its own servers, hiding your data from your internet service provider or network admin. And with servers in over 75 countries, you can get unrestricted access to geo-blocked content from around the world. PIA comes with easy-to-use apps and browsers extension for all devices, a rock-solid privacy policy, open source security, advanced customization settings, and it was just ranked the fastest VPN in the world by PC Magazine. And if you sign up right now with PIA, you can take advantage of a special deal only for Safety FM listeners. Only by using the following link, you can get the digital privacy for less than $2 a month. Yes, you did hear me correctly. Less than $2 a month and an extra 4 months for free. So that means for only $1.98 a month and 83% off, you can get this service for you right now. That's so much more inexpensive than virtually every other VPN on the market. And if you get it right now, you can take PIA's 30-day risk-free challenge. You can try it out for 30 days, see if you like it, and if not, just return it for a full refund. So just go to safetyfm.com/VPN, that's safetyfm.com/VPN, to try out the best VPN on the planet completely risk-free. Now remember, safetyfm.com/VPN.
Listen at your own risk. Rated R Safety Show.
Embrace a daily boost of nature with Field of Greens. Discover the simple power of one scoop to elevate your well-being. Enjoy the flavor that appeals to you the most and let the blend of organic fruits and vegetables enhance your life. Experience the following benefits with Field of Greens. Noticeable energy increase to power you throughout the day.
Improved quality of sleep.
Enhanced digestive comfort and a general uplift in your wellness. Field of Greens stands out with the selection of organically grown ingredients. Each character
carefully picked for its benefits to your heart and overall health. We are confident that you'll appreciate the benefits of Fields of Greens. If it doesn't meet your expectations, we offer a straightforward money-back guarantee. Jumpstart your health journey with a special offer, 15% off your first purchase plus complimentary expedited shipping. Just visit fieldofgreens.com and use the code SAFETYFM to redeem your discount. That's SAFETYFM at fieldofgreens.com. Experience nature's touch at fieldofgreens.com/SAFETYFM. And don't forget to tell them that Jay Allen sent you.
Safety never sounded so terrible.
Rated R Safety Show.
If you're anything like me, you have certain tendencies to put things off, such as filing taxes, seeing the doctor, you know, working on that home improvement project that you're supposed to be doing, but you just haven't gotten to it. And while most of the times it works out, the one thing in life that you really cannot afford to wait on is setting up term coverage life insurance. You've probably seen life insurance commercials on TV and thought, yeah, I'll look into it later. Well, the answer is no. This isn't something that you can wait for. Choose life insurance through Ladder today. Ladder is 100% digital, no doctors, no needles, no paperwork. When you apply for $3 million in coverage or less, just answer a few questions about your health in an application. Ladder's customers rate them 4.8 out of 5 stars on Trustpilot, and they've made Forbes Best Life Insurance in 2021's list. You just need a few minutes and a phone or a laptop to apply. Ladder Smart algorithm works in real time, so you'll find out if you're instantly approved. No hidden fees, cancel anytime. Get full refund if you change your mind in the first 30 days. Ladder policies are issued by insurers with long proven histories of paying claims. They're rated A and A+ by AM Best. Finally, since life insurance costs more as you age, now is the time to cross it off your list. So go to ladder.com/safetyfm today to see if you're instantly approved. That's ladder.com/safetyfm, ladderlife.com/safetyfm.
You are listening to something magical. You're listening to the Rated R Safety Show.
Of course it's magical, because if you believe in magic, and I know you... Yeah, I got carried away. So there you go. A lot of stuff going on inside of the multiverse. Yeah. Ladder. Yep. A lot of stuff going on there. Yeah, you know, term life insurance. If you hung out here for some time, or if you've hung out when I go to some of these other shows and they start talking to me about finances, we're talking about term life insurance. So just information purposes. Anyways, with that being said, 17 minutes past the top of the hour, let's get into the shit list, because we need to do that. Police in Haiti have taken back control of a cargo ship that two gang factions hijacked last week. On Thursday, the gang members kidnapped the crew of the Magali, which was carrying thousands of sacks of rice. Yeah, of rice. They stole 10,000 sacks of rice for themselves and maintained control over the vessel after the attack. In a shootout, two police officers died, and in the offensive, it appears to have neutralized any gang members who remained on the ship. The scuffle marks a rare victory for the police after they've been losing ground terribly to gangs that have taken over the Port-au-Prince since the revolt last month. This is according to NBC News. What do you think there? Like, seriously, what are you thinking about this whole thing? Because it gets very interesting as we take a look at it, about how they've lost control, meaning the government, in regards of what they were doing and helping out and all that. So it's been interesting to see. I mean, I'll tell you, I was hanging out at a consulate last week, and a guy was trying to get some information about getting his family out of Haiti. And it was interesting because the consulate was like, we can't do much unless they're able to go to the consulate inside of the country of Haiti. And, well, kind of limited on what you can do at this particular moment in time in Haiti. So it just gets very interesting in taking a listen altogether. Anyways, when the Olympics kick off in Paris later this summer, some swimming events will take place in a river, in theory. One conservation charity has announced that the bacteria levels reveal an alarming level of bacteriological pollution at one of the swimming sites, resulting from more than a dozen of tests that have been taken over the last 6 months. A rep for the group blames the pollution, sewage leaks, and animal waste for the unhealthy concentration. Hold on. This is where they get to hang out. That's going to get interesting. Also, the city of Paris has shelled out nearly $1.5 billion in water treatment facilities in preparation for the games. Reps for the city say that those facilities were shut down over the winter and will have things cleaned up for the start of the Olympics. This is according to CBS News. So there you go. There you go. There you go. There you go. Interesting things as we are talking. Also, for the busy headlines and tax incentives, Americans are soaring on electric vehicles. A Gallup survey says that 48% of respondents would not consider buying an EV. That's up 7 points after last year. On the flip side, a greater share of respondents said that they now own an EV at a 7% up from 4% in 2023. Opposition to the EV follows the party lines, with 69% of Republicans saying that they aren't interested in any of them, and only 27% self-described Democrats saying the same. This is according to 27%. This is according to Via the Hill. So, have you had an EV? Have you taken a look at one or anything along those lines? Like, have you ever given it any consideration whatsoever? And if you have, What do you think about them? And what would be the reason that you would not get one? Because that's always going to become one of those weird things. Because some people love them, some people don't, and it's okay. I mean, you don't have to be a fan either way. You can like it, you can hate it. Now, I've had some range extenders. And what that means is that it still uses gas, and it also is electric. So you plug it in to charge it. And then you have essentially, I won't call it an engine, but you have, I can't even think of the word now. My brain has left me. You have a generator inside of the car. That's the word I'm trying to look for. A generator that actually powers the car using gas, making it a range extender. So that's how that stuff works. Now, some people don't like that idea. Some people do. Because, hey, the range extender, you can always put gas inside of it. And even though it's still using electric, because it does kick on the generator, some people like the idea of that because you always have access to gas, where other people don't like that access because, hey, it's not fully electric. Some people have what they call range anxiety, which freaks them out in regards to driving and not sure what the vehicle is going to do. And I understand both ends because I have driven an all-electric vehicle, and I was out in the middle of the desert. And, you know, you get a little weirded out when you see what is it going to do. So, I don't know. Tax incentives always will play a factor. Money will always be a thing that people will think about the most.
We at Safety FM are not responsible for what this idiot behind the microphone is saying.
He is trying to be entertaining.
Rated R Safety Show.
Okay, officials in St. Louis are looking for a con crew that scammed Cardinal fans in the parking lot ruse. Multiple visitors to last week's home opener paid the parking lot near the stadium only to find out the tickets on their cars after the game. Turns out that some of the Huskers charged the car to park on the lot, neither owned nor managed, and ran off with the cash. Hundreds of drivers were issued tickets, and the city stands by the decision to fine the illegally parked cars. The COD customers say that they shelled out $40 cash to park and remain on the hook for the $30 fine in the city. City officials say that they were working on figuring out who pulled off this con. This is according to KSDK. So hold on. You could have paid $40 or a $30 fine. Now, I'm not a mathematician here, but man, I would put you $30 on the upside if you just took the fine. I mean, how many parking tickets can you have before you get into some kind of issue? I'm just asking. I just want to have a better understanding there. But man, what a ruse when it's all said and done there in regards of people pulling off the smooth move. I mean, I'm not saying it was a great smooth move, but man, it's a move, all right. There is no doubt about that. I guess some people just kind of look at it and go, hey, let me take advantage of whatever I can. Anyway, take a listen to this. Russ Cook accomplished the goal of running from the southern tip of Africa to the northernmost point of on Sunday, traveling 10,000 miles across 16 countries in 352 days. The 27-year-old had hoped to complete the quest in 240 days, the equivalent of running more than a marathon each day, but thefts and diplomatic issues stalled him and his team along the way. The run raised more than $870,000 from the running charity, which works with homeless youth. And Sandblast, a charity that assists those who are displaced from Western Sahara. This is according to AP News. So there you go. What a thing. So take a listen to this because we'll need to talk about it. This actually was coming out over the weekend. Some news making the circuit. But Firehouse frontman CJ Snare has died. He passed away unexpectedly on Friday, suffering a cardiac arrest. Snare's bandmate called the passing a sad day for rock and roll and their post. He was 64 at the age of his passing. Now, prior to this, I know that he was battling colon cancer in regards of what was going on. So it's interesting to hear about this in regards of how this happened. Take a listen to this real quick. The Dow was lost 11 points to close at 38,892 on Monday. The S&P lost about 1 point to close at 5,202. And the NASDAQ gained about 5 points to close at 16,253. The West Texas Intermediate closed at $86 a barrel. Brent crude was at $90 a barrel. The national average price of a gallon of gas was $3.59, and Bitcoin surged on Monday up 3.2% and trading over $71,600 on Monday evening. There was more than 3,015 flights delayed within, into, and out of the United States on Monday, and more than 105 such cancellations. Tonight's Mega Million drawing will be for $97 million jackpot or $45 million cash payout. So if you want to play the game, I guess now is a good time to do so. So there you go. It's all over the place, it seems like, in regards of what's going on. I don't know why it happens in that fashion. It just does. Really seems that way. I don't know why it happens, but there you go. Anyways, a former bodyguard for Sean Combs claims that the mogul has extensive blackmail material on a variety of prominent and influential figures around the world. Gene Deal said in a recent interview on YouTube show The Art of the Dialogue that Combs has been recording politicians, princesses, and celebrities, but didn't name any specific names or the recording that might entail. Though the speculation about the depravity happening behind Combs' door gives an idea, Deal added that Combs had every room in his properties bugged with recording devices. Following the raids of Combs' properties, the government now has hands on those recordings, whether they hold on to them to prosecute or protect people in position of power remains to be seen. So there you go. What do you think there? I don't know. It's kind of an interesting one when you take a look at this, because there's a lot of people that you see him hang around, meaning Sean Diddy Combs or John Puffy Combs or whatever the hell you want to call him today. So I don't know where that's going to go. And, you know, innocent until proven guilty is normally what we've heard. And you listen, I know that some people say that he had settled some of the things outside of court. I don't know if that makes you 100% guilty. It might, you know, question your integrity about some of the stuff, but don't know if it makes you guilty.
Who truly cares what this guy has to say? Who gives a shit? Rated R Safety Show.
Okay, so we talked about this earlier today. Morgan Wallen had his whiskey glasses on Sunday night when he allegedly decided to chuck a chair from the rooftop at Eric Church's bar Chiefs. The chair landed near two police officers who, after questioning several bystanders, arrested the country singer for reckless endangerment and disorderly conduct. Wallen posted a $15,000 bail and was released on Monday morning. By the way, Church's Bar opened on Friday. This is according to TMZ. Meanwhile, last week, Wallen's ex-fiance and the mother of his son, Indigo, got engaged and married to KT Smith. Yeah, KT Smith eloped with Luke, I'm going to butcher this dude's last name, Skornvako, on April the 3rd, less than a week after he popped the question. She's 29 and he's 22. The Daily Mail reports that Wallen threw the chair earlier when he learned the news. So hold on. This is your ex. No, seriously, this is your ex. You're upset that your ex got married, so you must still have feelings for her. And listen, I don't know how quick turnarounds work with marriages. A week? I mean, that seems like an extreme short period of time, but hey, that's neither here nor there. That's none of my business. I mean, I'm just saying, I'm just bringing this up in regards of doing so. What else do we have around here? Really, we got a Britney Spears story? Okay, let's do that. One of OnlyFans executives thinks that Britney Spears could make a killing on the platform. Celeste Frankly of the Miami-based OnlyFans agency Plush believes that Spears could make anywhere be from $13 million to $18 million in the first month. That would be a tapper out of about $6 million to $9 million a month once the initial curiosity wears off. Spears has addressed the topic of her joining in the past, saying that she has no interest. This is according to Daily Mail. Spears allegedly shares a lot of Instagrams. Why not join the platform and make some moolah? So doesn't Instagram give you like an option now where you can start broadcasting? And I think that there is a subscription-based model where you can do certain things on there. Like there's a lot of, well, we'll call them influencers because I don't know what other term to use for them, that I know that they are selling some level of subscription, and I've seen them range between $5 and $10. Maybe the one as high as $15, but don't hold me on that last part. But $5 to $10. And what I always get hung up about is I don't understand what you're selling me. Like, what are you, if you're marketing to me in regards to that, what exactly are you selling? Because I don't know. So there you go. Anyways, let's kind of mix some news together real quick. Hit Me Hard and Soft by Billie Eilish. Her third album now has a name and a release date. Will be released on May the 17th. She announced on Instagram, along with a photo of the album art cover featuring Billie Eilish swimming underwater towards an open white door. Just like her first two albums, this one was written by Eilish and her brother Phineas, who also produced it. This is according to Variety in regards to what's going on. So, don't know. It'll be interesting to see. I will tell you, that girl has a set of pipes on her that she can pretty much sing about anything. I remember seeing her right before the pandemic kicked off in regards of everything that was going on, and still utterly amazed on how well she can sing in person. Because, you know, sometimes you listen to some of these albums and you go, hell yeah, that's definitely studio produced, but not this one. She was doing it all live. As live as it can be. So there you go. Anyways, with that being said, it is 32 minutes past the top of the hour. Why don't we go ahead and do that thing we do right now? Let's do the main story.
Here is our main story on the Rated R Safety Show.
Oh, here we go. You know, every so frequently, we get to hang out and talk about some very interesting stuff around here. We get to talk. We get to assimilate, because I don't know what other words to use. We get to interact. But here's the fun part. Sometimes we have to cover topics that have been covered before. Sometimes we have to cover things that we take a look at and go, how is this applicable to the things that are going on? And today is one of those subjects. Today is one of those timelines that we have to talk about some things that are, I guess, not the prettiest, but are things that have to be discussed because it is time to do so. And in life, as in your personal life, work life, whatever, we have to discuss this major word, this things that that some people don't like to talk about. And I'm going to give you the word real quick, so let's talk about it. It's called boundary. In this case, we can call it boundaries. So, plural noun for boundaries, boundary. So that is a line that marks a limit of an area, dividing line. The eastern boundary of the wilderness is an example. A limit to a subject or sphere of activity would be another one. A community without class or political boundaries. So there you go. That gives you some information on what it can mean. And here's the thing. Sometimes in your personal life, sometimes in your work life, you might have these things that we'll say gel together, but you have to put boundaries in place. And your work life is your work life, and your personal life is your personal life, and you normally want to try to avoid both of those things gelling together. No, like seriously, you want them to avoid gelling together. And what happens here is you have to put boundaries in place. So, with that being said, let's talk about this. If you are in a work relationship that something causes it to cross the boundaries that you have in place to go into your personal life, there's probably something wrong with the relationship. And when I talk about relationship, I'm talking about, you know, sometimes you get friendly with your boss. Sometimes you get friendly with coworkers, but you have to make sure that there is a dividing line sometimes in regards of what is going on. And one should not have an effect on the other. Now, understand that there are some limitations there on some of the things that we can talk about. But there is this great book out there that is called Boundaries. And sometimes these boundaries have to be put into place with friends, with family, and people that you work with. Because things need to be above board. Hey, listen, I know there's some people that change some of that stuff. But here's where it gets weird sometimes. Sometimes people think that because you have a work relationship with them, that you all of a sudden are friends. Sometimes people that you have friendships with think that they can go into your work relationships and think that you're going to help them with X, Y, or Z. Now, I'll tell you, because this is the way that sometimes things work, I had a group here that we did work with, and we had a business-to-business relationship, because that's really what it was. And when time came up for renewal, for them to stay on what we do on our platform, they told us that they were kind of amazed on what our percentage was in regards to the stuff that we do, and that we had developed a friendship, and they couldn't believe that that would be the price. So it was kind of interesting. Now, I don't know how things work in your life, but when you have a contract coming up or you have a bill that's due, normally the things that, on how they work is you get information about what it is. The bill is either processed or the contract's given to you and you have X amount of time to be able to sign it. And the people were legitimately offended because we had a quote-unquote friendship, even though it was a business-to-business relationship in regards to what was going on. So it was kind of weird. And then sometimes you get, you know, people that you work with and all of a sudden they think that because they're involved, everything must be done because they're wanting to, but that's not how that works. Now, it gets weird, and it gets real weird, because just because you might be in business for yourself, or you just in case you might be working for a business, does not mean that you have to do every single thing that they tell you to do. Now, I'm still hung up at times. If I am an hourly employee, let's use this for an example, and I am requested to go somewhere, traveling for work, should I get paid from the moment that I leave to the moment I get back to where I'm at? Because technically I'm not a salaried employee. So you would almost have to ask that question also if you're an independent contractor. So these are the things that come to mind to me in regards of the stuff that I think about. So sometimes you have to have these weird boundaries with family. Sometimes you have to have these weird boundaries with people you work with. Sometimes you have to put these weird boundaries in place because boundaries just need to be set up. And sometimes people get extremely confused on what line they think that they can pass and you're not going to hold them accountable for it. And here is the thing that I always tell people. Most of the times, I'm going to use the word most of the times, the most difficult time for somebody to do something is the first time. If they're able to pull it off one time and nobody's bitching about what they're doing, they're going to do it again and again, and it becomes easier and easier and easier. So it's one of those patterns that if you understand that, it will help you out in the long run. So there you go. Stuff to think about as we are talking. So a lot of things. Keep that in mind today. Because I think that one's going to be one of those ones that people are going to go, what? Exactly.
Oops. What did he just say?
We at Safety FM don't always agree with the viewpoints of our hosts and guests.
Now back to real safety talk on Safety FM.
Let's start using cutting-edge warp speed 5G technology with your cell phone. Let me tell you about my friends at mobilemobile.io. They have an ultra-fast 4G LTE and 5G network that covers 99% of Americans. So they've got you covered everywhere. Think about it for a moment. You have the opportunity to take a test drive for 10 days with unlimited talk, text, and premium data. What is premium data? Premium data is an allotment of a cellular data that you receive from a higher priority on the network. You won't get throttled like you will with some of those, well, non-brand service providers. To find out more information, all you have to do is go to mobilemobile.io. That's mobilemobile.io to start your 10-day free trial.
Hello.
Radio Big. Streaming 24/7 at radiobig.fm.
I know you all want to hit your revenue targets and get the launch done. Well, making sure that your team knows what to do and how to do it is a huge part of it. So I'm sure that you all do different kinds of training, and I'm willing to bet that you probably use PowerPoint, Zoom, etc. I also bet that when you get someone droning on about a topic using these tools, you probably zone out. And your team does too. I mean, it is a reality of what happens. That's why I strongly recommend a tool called Articulate 360. That makes it so easy to whip together interactive, really beautiful e-learnings that really engages people and gets info across. You can create short-form micro-learning, super interactive courses, and really whatever you need when you're in their site. Then with a couple of clicks, you can send it out and check on it and see the progress of your team. Your team can also check back on the training anytime they want in a super simple portal. Literally everyone uses Articulate. Over 120,000 companies and all 100 Fortune 100 companies. Check it out at articulate.com/360 to start a free trial. That's articulate.com/360 to start your free trial. And don't forget to tell them that I was the one that sent you there.
Radio.
Embrace a daily boost of nature with Field of Greens. Discover the simple power of one scoop to elevate your well-being. Enjoy the flavor that appeals to you the most and let the blend of organic fruits and vegetables enhance your life. Experience the following benefits with Fields of Greens. Noticeable energy increase to power you throughout the day.
Improved quality of sleep.
Enhanced digestive comfort and a general uplift in your wellness. Field of Greens stands out with the selection of organically grown ingredients, each carefully picked for its benefits to your heart and overall health. We are confident that you'll appreciate the benefits of Field of Greens. If it doesn't meet your expectations, we offer a straightforward money-back guarantee. Jumpstart your health journey with a special offer, 15% off your first purchase plus complimentary expedited shipping. Just visit fieldofgreens.com and use the code SAFETYFM to redeem your discount. That's SAFETYFM at fieldofgreens.com. Experience nature's touch at fieldofgreens.com/SAFETYFM. And don't forget to tell them that Jay Allen sent you.
Listen at your own risk. Rated R Safety Show.
Hey, are you tired of hanging around and talking about safety in a boring kind of format? Well, I got something for you. If you haven't hung out with us yet at safetyfm.com, I'm going to encourage you to do so. Yeah, if you come out to Safety FM, you can come hang out with all kinds of safety professionals. Some are safety professionals. Some are just people that are talking about safety. But we want to do it in a format that makes it fun and entertaining. If you're kind of trying to figure out what the FM portion is,
Well, we're a radio station and also a podcast network. You can come out, hang out, listen to my show, The Jay Allen Show. You can listen to Todd Conklin with the pre-accident investigation, Blaine J. Hoffman with the safety pro, the Hop Nerd, Sam Goodman, just to name a few on what could be found on the station. Different things for different people, trying to bring safety in an entertaining form. SafetyFM.com. Go to the website, download the app, and carry it with you all day long. SafetyFM.com. We'll be waiting for you.
We will go hunting. We will go hunting. We will go.
Okay, there you go. 46 minutes past the top of the hour. This right here, this is Simon with Hunting We Will Go on the Rated R Safety Show. Yeah, we're still hanging out on Radio Big and on Safety FM, just in case if you forgot. So there you go. You should give this song a little screamer-emer action, because hey, it does not hurt. You know? There you go. It's available on Spotify, Apple Music, and YouTube Music. Yes, on all of them, if you're so inclined to do it. So there you go. Because hunting we will go. Oh, yes, the love, the love, the love. So there you go. We would like to thank Simon for allowing us to play this here. So there. Yep, everything's come down to this. Yeah, little boundaries action for some. Some people love that, some people don't. Hey, listen, I try to keep it as real as possible. Sometimes you have to, you know, just kick some people out. If they want to go above and beyond, you just have to bring it up. It just happens, you know. There's only so many people in this oikos that you can allow in. Look the word up if you need to. Hebrew. Okay, so there you go. Let's talk about the most important thing that I'm going to tell you in my lifetime, and I'm going to tell it to you about it right now, and that's about my friends at To Write Love on Her Arms. No matter what you're facing, you deserve to be connected to help. To Write Love on Her Arms wants you to know that people have been where you are now, and things can get better. Healing is possible. To find out more information, all you have to do is go to TWLOHA.com. TWLOHA.com. To find out more, click on the section that says Find Help. Once you get there, you'll see information related to addiction, depression, anxiety, eating disorders, self-injury, suicide, trauma, grief support resources, just to name a few. To find out more, like I said, TWLOHA.com. Go to the website. It could change your life in regards to the information that's there. I'll tell you, I was actually around Dry Love on Her Arms over the weekend. Unfortunately, I did not realize they were closed, meaning the physical facility. When I went by, but that was just poor timing on my part. But the website's constantly available. Once you get there, click on the section, far right-hand side, Find Help. There you go. Lada information right there in regards of what is going on inside of there. Let's talk about some other things that are going on inside of the world of the multiverse. Because I think that we need to talk about it. Also, so take a listen to this real quick. Almost everyone wears jeans, but it turns out maybe we shouldn't, especially that newer fashion fast fashion type. Fast fashion jeans differ from traditional jeans to their quick disposal. They're low quality and emphasizes on the fleeting trends that lead to them to being worn only a few times before being tossed. And recent research from the University of Technology in China found that wearing a pair of fast fashion jeans just once creates a whopping 2.5 kilograms of carbon emission. This means that the environment wear and tear of the pants are equivalent to 6.4 miles or 10.3 kilometers in the average car. The researchers noted that the jeans production and transportation contributed to 91% of carbon footprint of fast fashion consumption. Traditional fashion, typically more expensive clothing made using high-quality materials and with the environmental sustainability in mind, emits about 1/11th of that pollution fast fashion appeal does when all the factors are accounted for. So no one covered the green jeans. I mean, nobody talked about green jeans. Is that going to be a thing to come out now? Let's talk about the jeans that are green. Unfortunately, we'll have the rips and holes in these days, and there's a lot of jeans materials needed, said for the guy who just has gave away his average age. So there you go. So what do you think about this? I mean, I've heard about these things for a while. So are we talking about, like, I'm going to go brand specific here, I guess. Are we talking like pajama jeans? I mean, is that kind of what we're thinking about? I mean, I don't know. I've never even heard of fast fashion jeans. So, I mean, I don't know. I'll tell you this. I was hanging out with someone, and they wore a pair of, we'll say, inexpensive jeans. And once they took their jeans off, because they told me the story, their legs had turned blue. Not because the jeans were tight either. I'm talking about their legs had turned blue because the ink from the jeans had, seeped through. And it wasn't like it was a sweating scenario. It wasn't a water scenario. It was just a scenario of things that are going on. So it gets weird in regards to that. But I guess everybody has to do their own thing when it's all said and done. So there you go. Take a listen to this one. A truck carrying over 100,000 salmon crashed in Oregon. It could have spelled disaster for the fish, which intended to replenish a local population. But the miraculous twist of the fortune, over 70,000 of the fish landed in a nearby creek and are expected to survive. The Oregon Department of Fish and Wildlife said the truck was carrying a spring chinook smolt young salmon in a life phase in which they transitioned from freshwater to open ocean. The accident occurred on a sharp corner with a truck rolling and then the skids off the side. The ongoing rocking embankment, but a fortunate coincidence that the truck overturned in the long in a creek that was there, a tribute to the Grande Ronde River. Around 77,000 young salmon made it to the creek, and they're expected to make it there on their way to the ocean to return to the future of the spot. The driver sustained minor injuries and is not expected to make his way to the ocean, just in case. So it went from 100,000 to 70,000 to 77,000. So what happened to the 23,000 or 30,000 salmon? Did they not make it? And we're considering that because the higher percentage, it was a success?
Duh.
I mean, I'm just asking the question because I need to know. Take a listen to this. The world's oldest man's secret to his long life is moderation and fish and chips every Friday. Englishman John Alfred Tinswood, who is 111 years old, was confirmed as the new holder of the title by a Guinness World Record following the death of this month of the previous title holder at 114. Tinswood, a retired accountant, said that he never smokes, rarely drinks, and follows no special diet apart from fish and chips, supper once a week. I had to say it, but stay tuned for updates. Now, like, serious, that's not a joke. Anyways, with that being said, let's get some John Smalls in here for the Motivation Minute.
Motivation Minute, brought to you by GenesisGoldIRA.com.
The Motivation Minute.
Today's quote was submitted by Andrew. Ethel Barrymore said, "You grow up the day you have your first real laugh at yourself." Excellent quote. "I apparently grew up at a very young age. I've been laughing at myself for a long time. I feel very blessed to have grown up in a big family, and I was a middle child. I tried to keep the peace. I would often diffuse a situation with humor. Sometimes this worked. Sometimes I'd have to defend myself in other ways. I always preferred the humorous path. I'm a lover, not a fighter. I know many people who are very good at laughing at themselves, but we can all probably think of somebody who needs help with this. They take everything personally. If you think I'm talking about you right now, I am. Just take a chill pill and calm down. Maybe laugh at yourself a little."
The Motivation Minute.
Today's Motivation Minute, courtesy of GenesisGoldIRA.com. I'm John Small. Thanks for listening. Your favorite motivational quotes can be submitted for upcoming programs at MotivationMinute.org.
Okay, thank you, John Smalls, for that information right there. Take a listen to this. Let's talk about some stuff that happened back on this day. Back in 2012, The Lion King becomes the highest grossing Broadway show. It knocked The Phantom of the Opera off from the top spot, netting more than $853,846,062. So there you go. That happened on this date back in 2012. If we're looking at some birthdays today, let's talk about some of those. Lil Nas X turns 25. Ellie Fanning turns 26. Kristen Stewart turns 34. Bianca Belair, 35. Jesse McCartney, 37. Liam Meester turns 38. Gerard Way, 47. Cynthia Nixon, 58. Joe Scarborough turned 61. Mark Jacobs also turned 61. And Dennis Quaid, yeah, he turned 70 today. That's going on inside of the birthdays. If you're looking at some days of the year to celebrate, I got some for you. It's International ASMR Day, National Mature Women Day, Global Holistic Wealth Day, Identity Management Day, National Library Workers Day, National Wisdom Winston Churchill Day, National Unicorn Day, National Equal Pay Day, International Be Kind to Lawyers Day, National Name Yourself Day. What are you supposed to name yourself? That's going to be another question to ask. So there you go. A lot of them as we are taking a look, sir, of what is going on. If you need a random joke for today, well, of course, I have one of those for you. Let's talk about that real quick because we need to. I don't have a carbon footprint. I just drive everywhere. If you need a phone starter for today, try this. What's the weirdest thing about modern life that people just accept as normal? If you need a question for, or if you need a, not a question for the water cooler yet, let's try this. If you need a phone starter for today, try this. What's the weirdest thing about modern, oh no, I just said that. So what do you, let's try the water cooler one. Maybe we can get it straight. When asked about what superstition do you believe in, 19% of people said that this is what it is. Bad things happen in threes. For some reason, I've heard that one for a while, where people are always constantly, oh yeah, this person died, so two more people need to die. That's kind of the way that it goes. Let's talk about Did You Know real quick. Urban legend has that the birth rate has increased, rates increases 9 months after a big championship win, and unities of fandoms of cities or countries, but an investigation of the Athletic found that this isn't a rule of thumb. It's the exception. For example, the Wrexham FC claimed that the recent ad to have caused 24% spike in births in the last 9 months. A huge win secured the promotion with a higher league, but the local hospitals didn't report more babies than usual. Other researchers had found that many instances the lower birth rates, 9%, after a big sports win, possibly because of all the communal celebration, which would cut into the intimacy time. So there you go. Weird thing to talk about. Anyway, so that's it. That's going to sum up our time together at the top of the hour. I'll be going over to RadioBig.fm if you want to come and hang out with me as we talk about the world of music and entertainment. If you hang out here on Safety FM, you'll get to hang out with the likes of Sheldon Primus as he's talking about the world of safety consulting. If I can't leave you with a deep thought for today, I would love to leave you with this. The only sure weapon against bad ideas is a better idea. That's a great idea. Well, don't you think? Anyways, thank you for always being the best part of Safety FM and Radio Big, and that is the listener, because without you, it makes no sense to do what we do around here. No doubt about that. Anyways, I know who you are.
Duh.
You know who I am. Love ya, mean it, and goodbye.
The views and opinions expressed on this podcast are those of the host and its guest and do not necessarily reflect the official policy or position of the company. Examples of analysis discussed within this podcast are only examples. They should not be utilized in the real world as the only solution available, as they are based only on very limited and dated open source information. Assumptions made within this analysis are not reflective of the position of the company. No part of this podcast may be reproduced, stored in a retrieval system, or transmitted in any form or by any means, mechanical, electronic, recording, or otherwise, without prior written permission of the creator of the podcast, Jay Allen.
I see your breath in the moonlight. I see your eyes through the dark night. You try to run, but you're too scared. You try to hide, but I'm right there. A hunting we will go. A hunting we will go.